What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Lots of movement around the NBA continuing today. The Bucks waive Dame Lillard. They reach a deal with Miles Turner. Mike was just telling me Bucks fans, or not Bucks fans, but Pacers fans are hot.
Yeah, I was just reading some of the comments on the Indy Star Pacers page. Whoa! Miles Turner, Benedict Arnold! You know, turncoat. Remember how heated things got? Remember Halliburton's dad came on the floor, got in Giannis's face? They've been feisty. That's a real rivalry between Milwaukee and Indianapolis in the heartland. So, yeah, they basically feel that he stabbed him in the back when Miles Turner goes and plays for them. So I saw some comments going, my God, Halliburton must be beside himself. Well, you know, he's not even going to be able to play anytime soon.
True.
So you go from feeling pretty good to win the championship to all of a sudden I got to have a lost season perhaps next year. All part of this reshuffled Eastern Conference, which gives Hawks fans so much enthusiasm based on all the moves we're making.
I agree. Lillard, Dame, by the way, turns 35 on July 15th. And look, he can still play. It's just now you're losing a year. He was efficient, is how I would put it, this last season. He wasn't unbelievable, but he ranked 10th in NBA scoring. He still was giving you 25 a night. But it's one of those situations where, you know, they save money. And I think, Mike, you start talking about why Miles Turner ends up being let go by the Pacers. The Halliburton injury scared them into doing this, not offering him what they should have,
right?
Because they didn't want to get into the tax situation.
I understand it. That's, I mean, and this was the argument we have with Steve Kuhn a lot when we are one of those teams. Now you feel with the moves we're making, we've now elevated ourselves into the playoffs, and now you want to see us throw even more loot, you know, if it makes sense, at the problem. Real quick, you got it was the Achilles for Dame Lillard.
Yes.
But it was a torn ACL for Kyrie. Obviously, it's quicker recovery. But it's amazing. Both guys have season-ending injuries. One guy gets a contract extension, and one guy gets cut.
Isn't that crazy?
And bought out because the contract's guaranteed.
Correct, yes.
But not playing.
Yeah, and the Kyrie thing, you're right. I think people feel more confident that you're going to be seeing him next season.
Right, two years younger, too.
Yeah, you won't see Dame. You know, again, when that injury happened, it was the first round of playoffs, right? Yeah, I believe it was. So that's part of the problem. Either way, more NBA news, more signings, guys. We'll get you caught up on all that. No news today, right now, as far as our Hawks are concerned. But if you're just joining us, last night was a big night, man. It was a big day. They agree in a sign-and-trade deal. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 4-year, $62 million deal. He's a player. And they sent a 2027 second-round pick via the Cavs and some cash considerations to the T-Wolves. This is a win. And I think, again, what you're adding is going to help. And then they weren't done. Last night, Luke Kennard, how many times have we said on this show, man, we need more shooters. We need more guys that can knock down shots. Give Trey options, you know, Mike, more on the for three-point shots. Luke Kennard comes in. It's a one-year deal, but he is a specialist, man, and he can do this. And these are the kind of guys that help your team.
Right, and we brought this up earlier, not last year, but the last 2 years to the last three. He's been the best on percentage three-point shooter in the league. Maybe not a household name to the casual fan. This is what we loved with Bogey when he was healthy. Remember back in the day.
That's right. If you're wondering, Caris LeVert, two-year deal, Pistons, gone. Clint Capella, three-year deal with the Rockets, goes back to Houston, gone. So those two pieces that we had talked about, what are they going to do with Clint? We figured he might be on his way out. The Caris LeVert situation, this is an easy upgrade, Mike. This is where you go younger, more athletic, blah, 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 more consistent. Again, Caris, wish him the best, but he had been injured prior to coming here and then didn't really get any run with the Cavs. And so, you know, good for him that he was able to land a two-year, $29 million deal with the Pistons. But I also think that Beasley situation with the Pistons, Malik Beasley being investigated, right, has them concerned.
Yeah, and look, Beasley kind of checks a lot of boxes for us, but, you know, knowing that the NBA and the FBI, well, they get the feds on him, you know, you get the federal prosecutor in New York and the Eastern District looking at it. So that's a serious case. The video, by the way, it has been authenticated. The video, I guess it was against the Raptors, where he goes coast to coast in a game where basically it's an 8-point lead. The spread was 7.5. And he closes and gets the cover. If you believe that's why he basically went Energizer Bunny Carl to run from what he basically, give me the rock. And he ran right down the floor
and scores
and flushed it. And then it's like, everyone's like, wow, that's a lot of energy there at the end of a game, which is clearly over, which is why it drew kind of a red flag.
All right, man, let's talk about the Braves. Seth Emerson's going to join us. We're going to ask him, obviously, about what's going on with the Dogs, but a great piece on Georgia Tech and their resurgence under Brent Key coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Mike, they switch pitchers tonight, and we'll ask Grant about this as well. But Fuentes was supposed to start. They got Grant Holmes going tonight. But this series against the Angels, and this is what I said, you know, if we lose this series, you're just starting to lose all hope. And I'm being real here. When you start saying, okay, what is this team? And I asked that question. What is this team? We're almost to the All-Star break. I always tell you guys, July 1st, I'll tell you what we are. You know what we are? We're a 500 team that underperforms offensively. That's what we are. And until that changes, despite who the guy is on the hill, we're not going to be able to make any, make up any room. Mm-hmm. We're currently 11 games back of the Phillies. We talked about this. And then when you just talk about the Angels, the reason why this is, you know, one of those series, Angels aren't terrible. They're about a 500 team too, but they're not running away with their division. This is an average team who just lost their manager in Ron Washington. God bless him. He's, you know, out for the rest of the season with some medical issues. But I just feel like, Mike, this is a series that you should win at home. And I feel like we've been not doing enough of that.
No.
At home.
No. And guys, it's pretty simple. They don't hit. Two guys hit. Seven guys of the starting nine don't hit on a consistent basis. Even one of my faves, you know, Marcelo Zuna, he's kind of cooled off big time. He is ice cold for the month of June. You can look it up. Everything from average OPS slugging the whole shebang. You know, we saw, you know, Murphy give you a little spark. Build on that, man. Make that the norm as opposed to the exception. Austin Riley has not lived up to where he's supposed to be, and he knows that. So this is a team that just does not have clutch. You know, how does Mike, here's another thing, how does Michael Harris react to the 2 days off? You know how Snicker's going to handle it. You know, hey, man, Mike, we know we believe in you. You're good enough, gosh darn it, people like you.
Yeah.
But you got to make better decisions at the plate. You got to work to count. You got to stop swinging at stuff that's 5 inches off the dish. But I mean, hard to ask a guy to change his approach 2 years into his career, right? As I said to you yesterday. So you got all that. And you got no pitching. Because now you got to bring in Fuentes, who's not ready to go. Mark Bowman just brought up saying, you know, what else are you going to do? Bring up Nathan Wiles again? See, that's what I was saying to you earlier. They don't have anybody. There's nobody in Gwinnett you feel warm and fuzzy about bringing up to pitch. So they rolled the dice with Fuentes, give him some experience. You know, he's confident. He's got, as you said, he's just going to have to work with where he puts that velocity. Because Major League Baseball players can tee off on that until you start moving it.
Yeah, it's all about placement. He is a hard thrower. And, you know, again, you just got to – you're going to have to deal with the ups and downs of him potentially giving you six, but on days he might give you 3 1/3. And if that happens, Mike, the pressure on the bullpen is you know, those guys have got to come through. The Chris Sale injury, it's not on Chris Sale, but the Chris Sale injury is killing us.
No, it's a freak injury. When things are going bad, cherry on top.
Yes. The fact that we need him during this stretch of games leading up to the All-Star break that might have gotten us back in this feeling a lot better. Again, we needed to have a winning record during that stretch of 13 games. We weren't good enough. And so we didn't make any, we didn't make any games up, or not enough. And then the Sale injury, again, I'm not blaming Sale. I'm just saying the timing of it is killing us because, to Mike's point, now you're trying to tweak this pitching staff and the rotation. Two guys are pitching well. That's it. Strider, Shrelly. That's it.
That's it. And as we said, guys, you got to go 50-29 just to get to 88 wins, which might not be enough for the wild card this year based on how good everybody is in front of you. The entire NL West, you know, not the Dodgers, but the Padres and the Giants. You're still looking up at the Diamondbacks, the Cardinals. A bunch of teams have their ish together this year in the National League. You know, so you're looking up at all that, and here you are. You got to roll Fuentes out after Grant Holmes. You can't do a bullpen start because they're already taxing the bullpen because these guys can't go deep anyway.
No.
So that's it. How do you, and this goes back to the question we had yesterday. Not being a jerk, guys. I'm just keeping it real. How many other baseball fans in any other cities would look at this and go, I'm not throwing money into this. I'm not trading for this. I'm not taking on contracts. You know, they always go for deals that get contract control. You know, Alex is looking to always find a deal or a guy on an expiring contract. But, I mean, how do you even fix this if you just say for argument's sake you're able to find three guys like you did in 21? You know? And you're hoping the Profar does, to your point earlier. Profar's got to give you a spark. Maybe that's – okay, how about this? Yesterday you asked me, you forced me into a corner, and I said sell. I'm done.
Fire sale.
The only other saving grace is Profar comes in and lights this thing on fire.
Okay.
That's a big ask, though.
How long are we talking about?
Because you got to be within five games of the wild card by the trade deadline or the All-Star break.
Okay.
All-Star break.
So you're saying two weeks within right. By the time they come out of the All-Star break is what I'm asking about Profar. Because this is going to be a small sample space. He comes back tomorrow. You know, we've got less than 10 games or whatever, 11 games left before the All-Star break. My point is you get to the end of the month, right, because they're going to get that week off.
Right.
Then you get in early August. How long are you giving this team to catch fire is what I'm saying. And it's got to happen pretty quickly. By the way, the lineup is out. Acuna leading off, duh. Olsen, Ozuna, Riley, Baldwin, Albies, Alex Verdugo is playing left field. Money Harris is back in the lineup, guys. Center field.
And give him a round of applause. Absolutely. Give him some confidence.
Yeah, let's give him some confidence, man. Look, we need Money to just be great, and hopefully he starts to do that. Nick Harris at shortstop, Grant Holmes. The deal with Verdugo, man, what's going on there?
It's the same thing that happened last year with the Yankees. He started off great and cooled off. And in this case, it happened before the All-Star break. Kind of cooled off in the second half last year for them.
Well, you know what? I'm tripping. We're not going to have to worry about this tomorrow. Right? Profar's coming back. Left field's
going to be set.
He's playing every day.
Yeah, he starts Wednesday. He's your everyday left fielder.
Every day. So period. I'm not going to have to worry
And real quick, yesterday you and I was talking about the minor league system, and I got a text from Eric, who's a big Braves fan, and he was saying that, you know, we actually have pieces in the minors, but would you be willing to part with them knowing that this season's probably not going to be anything? Because according to Mark Bowman from MLB, J.R. Richie and Hayden Harris are both in the MLB Futures games as part of the All-Star weekend.
Yes, they are.
Would you be willing to trade young arms for a team that's this bad, with the odds being this long against, you know, maybe making a move to get the impact players you need to turn it around?
Well, remember,
that's the debate.
Remember yesterday I told you it's kind of a misnomer about some of these minor league farm systems, what the perception is, what these rankings are, and what you really have. And this is why when people say, oh, they don't have a good farm system – do you guys know how many guys are in the farm system? There's always guys that teams are interested in. We may not be aware of them. Again, will we right. be talking about Drake Baldwin if he wasn't up here? Probably not. And he's the top prospect in the organization, right? So I feel like, Mike, when we make those assumptions that, oh, we don't have anything, right. we have stuff that other teams may clamor for. I don't know if we're talking about those guys.
It's almost like refinancing your house. Is it worth it? You know what I mean? Argument I'm making is, you know,
there's two questions.
It's almost like being upside down on a car yes. if we're going to keep moving pieces from the farm system, which is already considered not one of the better ones right now because of all the previous trades you've had.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That perception is that true? Can you make deals with guys you're talking about? They're going to be in the futures game? Mm. Apparently, there are people that teams covet. There's two questions. One, is it worth it? That's one question. Two, how good is our farm system? One, is it worth it only if it gets you a championship.
Right. But that's just – but how far away are that – and this gets into the Braves fans to go – and I was joking around with Carl earlier in the show. The 21 season, this team hit so much better. This team was never seven games under 500. That team was one game under 500 at the All-Star break.
Well, that's the misnomer.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, not right now. That's the misnomer. The misnomer is because we did it before, we can do it again. The circumstances were right. different.
Right.
The makeup was different.
You had Max Fried. You had, by the way, we'll see Charlie Morton on Friday. You'll get to see Travis d'Arnaud as well.
Yes, you will. Yeah.
But it's just, guys, I'm always, Carl knows, I'm always generally, I'm a glass half full guy. 21 when Acuna went down, I was in my bag and I said, fire sale it. And that's why guys are going, you quit on the team at 21, they won a World Series. This team isn't even close to that team that I quit on. So I'm very easily quitting on this team.
Fire sale it. Fire sale.
Well, you know what? Maybe you quitting on the team is the thing that gets this team sparked.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. Seven games under. You, but again, as Carl said, how many series against teams you perceive to be mediocre? Well, they got three more wins on us, the Angels of L.A., than we do. They're 41-42.
Yeah, but they hit.
They hit.
They hit.
They got no pitching, but they hit.
That's part of the deal. All right, man, we're coming back. Brent Key, the resurgence at Georgia Tech. Interesting perspective from Seth Emerson about that. We'll ask him about the Dogs and more next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Did you just ask me if we should call Dylan Matthews, who produces The Morning Shift, to defend himself by not being able to go with Day-Day tonight to the Braves game because Day-Day has an extra ticket? And he said, well, is there one for my girl? And Day-Day said, no, there's one extra ticket. And he said, well, I can't go without her. And then that ensued with the whole conversation that we had on social media. You're saying we're going
to
call him?
Yeah, because I didn't get a chance to abuse him. I was downstairs on the 8th floor when this occurred. I missed out on this video that you shot. So we will get Dylan coming up in Guy Talk, and we will humiliate him because he's got to man up. Speaking of manning up, can Georgia Tech man up and do more? Great article from Seth Emerson on Brent Keehan's company and also the Dogs.
Seth Emerson is the senior writer covering college football for The Athletic. He covered the Dogs for a long time, guys. He's been covering the SEC since 2002, so he knows his stuff. And Seth, good to have you back on the show. a fascinating article, to Mike's point, with Brent Key, and I'm sure you enjoyed putting this together. It's on The Athletic if you want to check it out. But it's entitled, basically, that you know, why Brent Key believes. And I want to start there before we get into any dog stuff and talk about Georgia Tech's resurgence under Brent Key. And why do you think this is going or playing out the way it is? It feels like they are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I got to say that from the standpoint of Georgia is, and I'm not really the Georgia beat writer anymore, which is
right
over doing Georgia Tech stories. But from the standpoint of covering that series that had really ceased to be a rivalry for years, the last two games, the two with Brent Key as the full-time coach, were really impressive. Like, you know, Georgia went in heavily favored in 23, but Georgia Tech hung with them and it ended up a one-possession game. And then obviously last year happened. And so at that point you're saying, huh, what's going on here? And in talking with Brent Key and being around the program, you know, for a little bit for that day that I was there and just talking to people, it seems like they get it. It seems like they're doing the things they need to do to be relevant again. And you're seeing it on the field. There were three games last year where they made a name for themselves nationally. There was Florida State, where obviously Florida State did not end up being, you know, a great win, but at the time it was. The Miami game and then the Georgia game. And those were games that showed that Georgia Tech was back. Like, not, you know, back is relative, still 7-6, still lost to Vanderbilt in the bowl game, but that's better than they had been. And they're doing it with a modernized offense. I'm going to come back and do another story on that later next month. Spend some time talking to Buster Faulkner and Haynes King for that. But they're doing other things that you need to do. But there's also the open question of, you know, what happens in this new system. Georgia Tech is one of those that hopes that the system holds, that it evens the playing field, that everyone is doing a certain amount for the rev share, which is about $13 million. For football is what everyone's going to do. And then you have these outside NIL deals that have to be approved, and it doesn't become the, you know, collectives paying under the table stuff and whatever, you know, for no show jobs and whatever. And Georgia Tech says, hey, we're in Atlanta. We've got all these great Fortune 500 companies and spitting distance here. We can get all those kind of deals. And, you know, they say that, but I think they also know that ultimately, you know, the other programs are going to find ways too, and that there's also no guarantee that the system does hold. But there's, you know, as we sit here right now, summer of 2025, there's optimism on North Avenue, and optimism that hasn't been there for a while.
And that's the thing. Is Seth Emerson joins us, guys, from The Athletic. Great piece about Brent Key. We're big fans. You talk about in the article after Georgia wins the championship, the skyscraper downtown that says, congrats, dogs. He gets everybody up to the top steps of Bobby Dodd and says, look at that, in our town, and uses that as motivation. And it winds up a few years later going to, what, 8 overtimes last year in an unbelievable game. So we think Brent's got them in the right direction. The question I had from reading your article is, how does Georgia Tech move on without a guy like Jay Batt, who really seemed to be the perfect guy at the perfect time, who really gets it in this new environment?
Well, that's the question. And was his leaving, you know, kind of the first thing you say is, well, that's kind of an indictment of, like, Georgia Tech is still only in the ACC and it's still only Georgia Tech. You know, he wanted to get a Big Ten job.
Right.
But on the other hand, you know, you got to see what they do. See what they do to replace him. If they promote John Palumbo, who's his number two, is acting as the interim AD. He's a guy who has, you know, worked with Jay Batt for years and would kind of continue the same philosophy and everything he's done. And also, it's interesting that when Batt left, Georgia Tech put out a release, like, praising everything he had done and listing all that he had done and everything, and reaffirming their commitment, you know, to what Jay Batt was trying to do. And, you know, and talking to a few people for this story, it's also clear that as respected as Jay Batt was and as integral as he was in trying to move Georgia Tech forward into this new era, that he was hired to do that. In other words, Angel Cabrera, the president, was ever since he became the president in 2019, he had realized that they needed to get with the times and they needed to make some changes. And he had been the one ultimately pushing it. And that word alignment is what got thrown out when I talked to a couple people for this story, including Vance Bell, longtime trustee and Georgia Tech person, saying that Georgia Tech has just has had too much, too many years where the president, the AD, and the coach weren't all on the same page.
Right.
And exactly. Now they are.
It is our buddy Seth Emerson, guys, covers college football for The Athletic again. Just talking a little bit about Georgia Tech, guys, as we gear up for the start of camp for colleges across the country, including the ACC and the SEC. I'm curious, do you feel like, or do people feel like, because you mentioned in the article, like, this wasn't bad. Between 95 and 2014, the Jackets only had two losing seasons. But right. The eight seasons between Johnson, that's Paul Johnson's final 4 years there, and then Collins comes in and it's a disaster. Is that what set the program back, or is there more to it than that?
Well, they didn't. I already forgot the stat you said. Was it two losing seasons in 24 years?
Yeah, 95 to 2014. Like yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's great. How many of those seasons were championship seasons? How many of those right. seasons were they top 10 finishers? So they were respectable. They were competitive under, you know, in that whole era, you know, going, you know, Chan Gailey to Paul Johnson and George O'Leary before Chan Gailey. They were very competitive, especially in the O'Leary years and the years that Brent Key was there. And, you know, they had some good years under Paul Johnson. That one, maybe 2 years, they finished in the top 10.
Yeah, that Orange Bowl year. Yeah, the Orange Bowl year.
Right. But not anything spectacular. So then when you combine that with that 8-year run where things really fell off, that's where you get into irrelevance. It's one thing if a program that had been competing for championships and regularly finishing in the top 10 and top 25 has that 8-year run. It's another one where it was a solid program, but not one that was often nationally competitive, has that fall off. Like, there weren't many people doing big stories about how miserable things were going under Jeff Collins. That's a problem. You don't want to be bad, but when you're bad, you want it to be a story. When you're bad and right. people aren't really paying attention, that's not good at all. So that's the challenge that Brent Key is dealing with. And what's interesting at it, and everyone knows they talked to Willie Fritz and couldn't come to a contract agreement with them. And so Brent Key essentially was their second choice. But it is interesting that you go with the guy who was the interim, who was on the staff that failed. And as it was pointed out to me by Brent Key, that's the Dabo Swinney model. And, and he's from the Birmingham area, just like Dabo. So there's something to be said for that. And Key has the, you know, he has the Saban background. He worked and played for O'Leary. He knows Georgia Tech. He went there. And just like Kirby went to Georgia and knows the terrain and knows the challenges and everything. And so, you know, and I know it may be corny to a lot of people that he doesn't say Georgia's name and, you know, that they've got a countdown clock in the locker room for every time they play Georgia. But, you know, it's nice. It would be nice for it to be a rivalry again. And he also makes a good point. Like, why not? Like, some people look at it as, well, don't look ahead, you know, game by game. It's like, well, the idea, especially in this age of the playoff, is you want to be playing your best at the end of the season. And if Georgia is always the last team you play, then, yeah, measure yourself against them.
Right.
Try to beat them every day in practice is the way he puts it. Because if that's the, you know, as long as Georgia is at Georgia's level right now, then that's setting the bar high, and you want the bar to be high.
Right. It's like the old days when they finally got rid of Cooper up at Ohio State. Remember Tressel came in, Carl? He goes, and you'll be proud of us November 27th.
That's right.
They knew exactly when they're going to play Michigan because it just means more. Real quick, Seth, before we cut you loose, today is the day the checks start getting cut to college players with the new house settlement. And talk about this Learfield. And how does this work? And this is basically a new company that all the big programs like Ohio State and Georgia are working with to get the money right. in the hands of the players?
Yeah, it's Ohio State announced it. Georgia was the other. I missed the announcement because I was in Paris when it happened, when Ohio State did it. But there's more that are doing this. It's kind of the top level programs. I mean, it's in a lot of ways, it's essentially the collective in another name. But this, you know, this is in Learfield, which is, you know, an existing company that many programs, including Georgia and Ohio State, have already had relationships with over the years. Now they're going to form like a separate company within Learfield, basically, that only is going to be negotiating NIL deals, like legitimate NIL deals that will pass the clearinghouse. And that, you know, they're doing it for competitive reasons so that they can get as many of these as they can above the $13 million or so that will be directly paid to the players. And that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how long this goes. And, you know, everyone's proceeding along with this is the new model. I want to see the first time that the NIL clearinghouse by the Deloitte company, the accounting firm, denies one, and how quickly that person files a lawsuit, and how quickly this whole system gets thrown out.
Exactly.
Seth, great job, man. Read his stuff. Check him out, The Athletic, and then we appreciate you stopping by today, man. Take care. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man, is it unmanly for a dude to bring a baseball glove to a ball game if you're over the age of 12? And you're constantly getting involved with the umpires having to rule on your interference. And speaking of interference, when your girlfriend gets in the way of a good time because you've lost the ability to be a man, we're going to talk to Dylan and straighten him out in Guy Talk next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Where to play is play. Coming up, guys, we got a Falcon in the top 100. We got a couple, but a new entry. We'll tell you about that as that list comes out every off season, and you won't be surprised. Maybe you will. Hey, man, so I was surprised. I missed this. I was downstairs on the 8th floor when this interaction between Day-Day and Carl, and again, Dylan, also known as Dylon, who you hear on the morning show.
Who are the 5 best rappers of all time? Think about it. Dylon. Dylon, 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 and Dylon, because I spit hot fire.
And for that, if you're not familiar with the backstory, Dylon was invited today to go to a Braves game because our intrepid producer, Damian Lewis, Day-Day, had an extra ticket. And so he says, hey, Carl, you were there. Just real quick, walk folks through the situation.
No, look, we're sitting there. Day-Day's like, man, family's out of town. I got an extra ticket. We're sitting there chopping it up. He's like, hey, Dylan, you want to go? And Dylan immediately is like, do you have an extra one? And Dylan, Day-Day's like, no, I have one extra ticket. He's like, you don't have two? Because I can't go without my lady. And we both looked at each other. Day-Day and I were like, wait a minute, what do you mean? You got a free ticket to go to the Braves game. Are you saying that you won't go because your lady can't go to the game? You don't do anything without your lady? And he was like, no. I mean, I can do whatever I want, which started this whole conversation.
And again, had I been there, I would have tormented him. Now I can do it on the radio as Dylon joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. How long have you been in this relationship?
I've been in this relationship for 5 years.
5 years. Might be time to put a ring on it, son.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's getting close to that time. It's getting close to that time.
Because if you can't go to a ball game with your friend, you might as well be married and join the fellowship of the miserable.
Listen. I'm standing on business. I said what I said. I told Carl I move how I want to move in my relationship. And that point stands. If I want to go to the game,
okay,
I go to the game.
So you just didn't want
to
go.
Nothing else left to
so
talk
you
about.
Did so basically you just didn't want to go and but you used the wife as an the girlfriend as an excuse. You just don't want to go.
No. I would love to go with my brother Day-Day to the game. And I told Carl this. We this close. My fingers are real close together. They can't see me right now. We this close to me pulling up regardless. So Day-Day, you might want to go ahead and send me that ticket because now I'm at the point where I got to prove.
You got to step up.
You got to prove to yourself?
Yes. The man in the mirror? I mean, you can lie to Carl. You can lie to me, but you can't lie to that guy when you drag that Gillette across your face.
I gotta let everybody know that what really goes down is I – do what I'm gonna say I'm gonna do. So if I have to go to my rec league basketball game, I go to my rec league basketball game with or without her. If I'm going to a Braves game on a Tuesday night against the Angels, then I'm going to a Braves game Tuesday night against the Angels. It's as simple as that. What I am trying to say is that I was being compassionate, I was being caring, and I was thinking about her feelings, how she might feel if I just suddenly pop up her and tell her, hey, I'm going to this Braves game. Sorry for no heads-up notice. We're going to have to finish Squid Game later. So that was my thing. I was trying to be considerate, Mike Bell. You and Carl, I thought, would understand it the most as being married men. I was trying to be considerate of my partner's feelings.
Yeah, I mean, first, again, are you living with her?
Yes.
Okay, there's a closeness there. I mean, there is a bond there.
Man, come home and tell her you're going to the game and be done with it.
But I mean
this is ridiculous. This whole consideration thing. Hold on, Mike. Yeah. This is silly. Look, are you saying you stand on business? Are you going to this game tonight or not? Are you trying to prove to our listeners and Day-Day that you're a man who stands on business? Are you going or are you not?
Day-Day, send me the ticket. I'm going. See you there. And guess what? Day-Day not going to take a picture next to empty seat. He's going to take a picture with his boy because I'm pulling up.
You know what? I am so happy she gave you permission.
Right on. Did you get permission, by the way?
That's not what happened. Carl, see, you're twisting the truth now. There you go again.
Did you ask her if you could go?
No, I didn't ask her, but now.
But you're stumbling now. You're babbling like a brook here.
No, Mike Bell. the conversation obviously came up because the video was taken to social media. So the conversation came up.
So she's aware of this. Like, she's aware of it.
She is aware. She is aware.
So, what's her position on this?
Her position is like she said, if you want to go, you can go. Period. Okay.
All right, man. Well, good to see you step up there, kind of.
You're not feeling guilty, are you, about making this decision?
No, absolutely not. Why'd your voice go up?
Why your voice cracking?
No, I feel fine. I feel fine. I'm good. No, I make all my decisions.
I was being considerate of my significant other.
All right, man.
Feelings.
All right, look.
And now that things have been worked out, it just so happens that I'm going to be able to go to the game and I'm going to be able to stand on business like
right.
I said I would.
All right, man. Look, don't be late tomorrow morning, first and foremost. Secondly, tell Simone we love her, man. I just want to make sure you do what you say. Move how you want to move.
That's right, Carl. Move how I want to move. Day-Day, well, I'm going to see you tonight, Day-Day.
There you go. Way to step up and reclaim your balls on radio. Step up.
No balls.
There he is. Our man, we've shamed him into stepping up and telling his woman what's what.
Day-Day, tell the truth. Earlier today when we had this conversation, he was so far from this, right? He was so far.
Way to the left.
He was like, I don't know, fellas. I mean, like, I think it's just wrong if I go without her.
This is something she likes to do with me.
So we go together, and now we call him, and he's like, I do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah, now he's stepping up to the plate.
Okay.
That's how you put it down.
I love it. Day-Day, I send the pics tonight.
I got you.
All right, man.
Dylan has reclaimed his manhood today right here on Dukes and Bell. Hey, if you are going to the game, are you going to bring a mitt today, by the way, Day-Day? You going to bring a glove? Exactly. When's the last time you saw? When did you? I'm trying to think. Last time I brought a glove to a game, I was probably 10 years old.
Well, kids do that, right?
Yes, it's totally cool for kids, boys and girls. But for grown men?
How, Mike? We talking about full grown men?
Well, we got a guy who's got season tickets or apparently goes and sits in the same spot at Diamondbacks games. He's now been involved in 4 straight umpire reviews, 4 years in a row, for going over the yellow line out there at the ballpark and stealing a baseball. Now, again, nothing wrong going for a ball, but here's the deal. Carl, as a grown man wearing a glove, I don't know about that.
I'm with you. Look. I'm trying to think, Mike, the last time I would have done this. Is it your niece that comes in to town?
And, right? she'll bring a glove.
And that's cool. Like, you never know. You might get a foul ball. Man. And what's the age cutoff?
I'm going to say puberty, 12 or 13.
Okay.
When your phenobolies drop, it's time to stop bringing the glove to the ball game.
We're talking about balls a lot on this show
It's a show for men and ladies,
this is
too.
This is true.
And women who love men. No, but you can look it up. This first incident happened in 22. Another one in 23 happened last year. And the guy, I got to be honest, kind of looks like a dork. Anyway, you can check out the link. Just Google Diamondbacks fan. Hey, we were talking about the cruise ship, the documentary on Netflix, The Poop Cruise, about that Carnival cruise that lost power between Cozumel, eventually had to drift through the Gulf of Mexico, was eventually towed to Mobile, Alabama. I finally got a chance to see it the other night. We didn't get a chance to talk yesterday about the Disney Dream Cruise, where the 5-year-old falls off the boat from the 4th deck and the dad jumps in. Have you seen this video? The kid, now there's people, now it's an amazing story because they were able to save, they had to stop the boat. They get like one of like the smaller boats off that goes in, like, you know, the boat that takes you to like to the port and such. They get that boat out there and they save the dad and his daughter. But the people are saying, why was your kid dangling on the railing in the first place?
Yeah.
So she falls over 40 feet into the water, which is no small feat. And then dad basically, of course, the paternal instincts kick in. He jumps right in after her. But, I mean, you got like a building in the water, a cruise ship going by while this is going down.
Can I be honest with you? And I mean, look, I love my daughter. We'll throw one down to you in just a bit.
Are you telling me you would?
Stay right there.
She's 5 years old. You can't throw the life preserver on her.
Honey, I'm coming. 4 stories, Mike?
The 4th deck of the Disney Dream Ship on Sunday as it traveled between Nassau and Grand Bahama, prompting the man overboard alert. And then eventually they were able to get, the boat out there. And they did save the kid. They're fine. But a lot of folks saying, why in God's name was this kid on a railing?
Yeah.
But again, crew members did a hell of a job. And it was interesting because, you know, folks are saying, look, if you want to have a great photo, but, you know, common sense, just like when you see people when they fall off cliffs doing a selfie.
It's so true.
I mean, come on.
Why do you have to get to the edge?
Yeah, I mean, you can have the kid standing next to the railing. We get the idea. Yeah. Just, you know, come on, angle the shot.
No, and you're right. I mean, look, that age, yes,
But 5 years old, and she survived. Big, she's a pretty good-sized kid for a five-year-old based on what I saw in the photos from the New York Post that I'm looking at. But, yeah, man, it's pretty wild. Rescue boats got her. They were in the water for about 20 minutes. Dad had to grab her daughter and tread water for almost 20 minutes until the boat got to him. And not everybody can do that.
No, that's stud. That's being a stud. It's hard out there. It's not like you're controlling the waves, man. That's an incredible story.
And that's why I don't go on cruise ships. Not that I would throw a kid off a boat, but I'm not going to jump in after it.
Stay there, honey!
I'll be right down to get you. Here, hold on to this giant lifesaver.
I'm just telling you.
That's why I stay on the beach. Another reason I like the beach, I like my toes in the sand. Just like some guy who was walking down the beach up in Fort Walton at the Florida Panhandle when he comes across a mysterious package. Mm. 25 mysterious black packages, each wrapped with an image of Yosemite Sam. This apparently was the drug dealer's code for this shipment because it's $500,000 of coke on the beach.
Holy cow.
Bricks contained a whopping $500,000 worth of cocaine. While we enjoy our beautiful beaches, if you come across any square groupers, that's what they call it down in Florida, please call us immediately. Do not touch suspicious packages. Real quick, show of hands. If you did back maybe when you were younger and less responsible and you came across this kind of weight, did you have anybody you could try to move it with?
I'm just saying, like,
now granted, the drug dealers, if they find it, are going to make your weekend really miserable for you,
but it can wash up anywhere. Like, if you
correct,
this thing can wash up anywhere.
I mean, do you have a guy you could call it?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I think we all have a guy. There's always somebody in your life.
I do not have a guy like that.
I've got two guys. I would call.
I'm not okay. You're not putting me on that one,
but
I do not have a guy that can take care of 500 keys of coke.
It's always the story. If you found that briefcase on the side of the road with $500,000 cash, do you take it?
Cash is different.
You take it to the police station?
Cash is different.
You just got to hope the guy doesn't find it. And just like No Country for Old Men, there's not a tracking device inside the briefcase.
That's true. Yeah, just the whole coke thing, that's a different animal. But wow, man, yeah. that's a lot, though.
This incident down in Baldwin County, Sheriff Deputy received multiple packages, Fort Morgan Peninsula all the way over to Alabama.
What you saying? You would have flipped it?
I'd make a few years ago. Well, when I was into my criminality.
What? Wait, why is Dominator looking at us like, man, I'm all about
definitely going to try, at the very least.
I'm not saying I'm going to take as many, all of them, but I might take two or three.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, if you're trying to, the problem would be, if you get pulled over by the police, you're going to real jail.
Oh, yeah, that's like, true.
Don't
that's
make
true.
License plates jail for
can
many years.
Can you imagine? Yeah. Sir, I found this on the beach.
It's not my coke, I promise.
Yes, yes. Two big blocks of it.
Yeah, I do get a kick that whatever cartel was shipping it, that this shipment had Yosemite. You long-haired galoot. Dare I say tarnation. Somebody's going to be in some cement shoes over this one. But anyway, there's your guy talk right here on Dukes of Bell.
All right, man. Big shout out to Dylan Matthews. Check him out, man. Morning shift. He does an hour before those guys come on. Appreciate him coming on and manning up. Coming up, we got to talk about what's going on with the Falcons, guys. We will do that. The latest around the NFL as well. Braves back in action. We'll talk to Grant McCauley. And the NBA right now is nonstop. New breaking news. We're going to tell you about it. Stay there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.